Good morning, 7:37. Our political observer, Alan Shark Talk, joining us. Alan, let's see. What, were you up to midnight at Yo-Yo Ma? Now you're here.
Well, I was. Let me tell you something. Goat Rodeo Sessions, fantastic. Yo-Yo doing even more spectacular work than anybody could expect from him, changing genres, in with this bluegrass band, fabulous people. Stuart Duncan, one of the best fiddlers in the business. Edgar Meyer, who is the best bassist I have ever seen. And mandolinist Chris Tile, who really can move around. And it was just great.
Tanglewood, right?
Tanglewood. Fill the shed. Can you imagine? On a Thursday night. Anyway, I went. I came back. I got to bed at 12. Murray decided that he heard something at 3:45.
Well, so, there are squirrels and chipmunks about it.
I don't know, but I went outside with Murray with my flashlight. And
you got to get a pooch purse for Murray.
Boy, yeah. This
Did you see that?
A pooch purse, I saw that.
New one in the paper today down in New York. There.
What's that for?
Carrying your small dog.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Well, take a look.
Murray's much bigger than that. He's 20-something pounds, 25 pounds.
Yeah. Well,
don't put him in a bag.
You know, I don't know. You got to look. I think you got to reserve judgment.
Okay, move along. Let's.
All right, from Yo-Yo Ma to Bon Jovi.
Bon Jovi.
The New York State Fair.
Mistake.
I will read you the headline. Bon Jovi cancels New York State Fair appearance, will play Governor Cuomo fundraiser.
Yeah, well, you know, all of it occurred to the geniuses on the second floor. That if Bon Jovi played and was paid by the New York State Department of Agriculture for the State Fair, where everybody was lining up to see Bon Jovi, better they should tell him. The governor's office said, "Well, they withdrew themselves." Yeah. And then I saw something
scheduling
through the room again, and then they're going to play for Cuomo's $1,000 dinner thing. Well, he's already got problems in Syracuse because of the very popular mayor Minor, who is feuding with him, and now you got this, and the press is playing it up big. Doesn't look good.
Yeah, they were going to be paid $650,000 for the contract, expected to bring in $1.1 million in revenue to the fair. Local people aren't happy about that.
No.
So.
No. No, well, it happens. That stuff happens. Meanwhile, over in Egypt.
Well, it's unbelievable. Today is supposed to be what's called a day of rage. Well, yeah. I'm sure we'll talk more about it this morning.
We will at 9 o'clock. But there's a great cartoon with Obama and Kerry, and says, who are we for, the military tyrants or the theocratic thugs?
It
sums it up.
Seems like
Daily News.
The story of history.
Yeah.
Our political observer, Alan Shartoff, thanks so much.